Okay. This is 91.7 KXT in the studio with Kat Edmondson today. She's in town to play tonight at Live Oak Music and Lounge in Fort Worth. New album is Way Down Low. Kat, welcome.
Thank you, Joe.
Who did you bring with you today?
I brought Steve Elliott, a great guitar player who's touring with me.
Well, thank you, Kat.
Now, Way Down Low is a line from your song, I Don't Know. Could you play that for us?
Sure.
In the studio with Kat Edmondson. She's in town to play tonight, Live Oak Music Hall and Lounge in Fort Worth. A new album is Way Down Low. That's I Don't Know. What a beautiful song. Thanks so much for playing that.
Thank you.
Now, I saw the video. The video's great. Where did you shoot it?
I shot it at a bar on the Lower East Side in New York.
And everybody playing in the video is great. If you haven't seen it, you have to see that video. When you start to sing, you start kind of bumping into people, and they're kind of giving you weird looks, and it's just hilarious. Your dancing kind of picks up more and more, and it's really a very funny video.
Thank you. I told the directors I just wanted to dance, so I told them to make some story up that would enable me to start dancing, and so that's what we got, and it was funny, and I got the opportunity to be a little bit humorous. The video before that I had done, for another song on this album, was very serious and dark, and it was a very mysterious video. So it was fun to go to the other side of the spectrum.
You co-produced the album.
Yes.
And you got some help from Phil Ramone, too.
Yes. Yeah, he sat in on the recording sessions when we were in the studio. He's a dear friend of Al Schmitz, who was engineering my record, and also he's on the board of the Met Alliance. And the Met Alliance is a large organization of recording engineers, producers, and they're just all masters of their craft, top of their game, like the most famous guys in the industry probably. And they needed a demonstrating artist for this sort of conference that they were having, and they asked me to be their demonstrating artist.
So,
so Al recorded me, and Phil came in, and and sat in on the record. I can't say that he was producer per se, but he was certainly giving input throughout the session.
I also heard an interview where you said growing up on the music you did, standards and whatnot, it was a very private thing. How and why?
Well, it's because none of my friends knew what that music was, and they didn't relate to it for fear of offending anyone, because it's, you know, some of my favorite music, but it was like, kind of like granny music. It wasn't that hip among my peers. So I privately enjoyed it for a really long time, and it wasn't until I moved to Austin and I found this jazz club that I started sitting in at, and I realized that there were other like minds around me, and there were people that really appreciated what I love so much. But at that point, I was in my early 20s, and so I'd spent a long time just cherishing that music, and it was my own. It felt very dear to me.
Love to hear another song. What are we going to hear next?
This song is called Lucky. Happiness feels like this, your heart upon your sleeve. There's a place in time and space where we can all be free. So meet me at the rainbow's end. We don't even have to pretend that we know what it is we're looking for. We're looking for. Life is just a dream. Lucky you. Lucky, lucky me. Life is just a dream. Lucky you. Have you found higher ground, or are you lost at sea? Do you know where you go? Is where I want to be. So cast your troubles into the sky. They can be the stars in our eyes, and we can count them all another day from far away. Life is just a dream. Lucky you. Lucky, lucky me. Life is just a dream. Lucky, lucky me.
91.7 KXT in studio live with Kat Edmondson. She's in town to play tonight at Live Oak Music Hall and Lounge in Fort Worth. New album is called Way Down Low. Beautiful song. Thank you so much for doing that. Song called Lucky. What's Mystery Man?
Mystery Man is a song that I wrote when I was in fourth grade. And it's the first song that I can recall, although I know that I was dabbling in songwriting then. But I was nine and I was on a school bus on a field trip, and I wrote that song. It just kind of appeared out of the ether, and it was a country tune.
Did you ever record it?
I never did. No, but I wouldn't mind pitching it sometime in Nashville if I ever got around to that. I stand by the fact that I think it's still a pretty catchy tune. I really don't know where that came from. I think I was just listening to country music, and I thought I could do that too.
growing up then, when you were learning these songs, was your voice trained by emulating these artists?
Yes, and that's the only kind of vocal training I had. But I did constantly emulate artists and try and copy their sound. And that's really how I came about my sound, was trying to sing like every single person I heard. I mean, I was doing Karen Carpenter impersonations, Elvis Presley, and all the country singers, and just anybody I heard, I tried to mimic them.
What do you think standards, jazz, big band, whatnot, those artists that you just mentioned, what do they have that most music lacks these days?
Oh, that's an interesting question. I mean, I have to say I'm biased because this is the music I grew up with, and they say you always end up going back to what it is that you grew up with. My argument is always the song itself, you know. You got to start with a really good song, and it's not founded in its arrangement or anything like that. All of that comes later, the recording and everything. You just, you know, it's an individual writing a song, and it's a clear song just from somebody singing it to you, you know. And I think I would say these days that's what lacks the most.
Thank you, Katz. Thank you so much for coming today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Steve Elliott, guitarist, man, great job. Thank you so much.
Great, thanks. Thanks for having us.
Go see Kat Edmondson tonight. She's in town playing at Live Oak Music Hall and Lounge in Fort Worth. New album is called Way Down Low. I'm Joe Cazera. You're listening to 91.7 KXT.